Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our minds and hearts, be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our liberator. Amen. Today we hear both of the reading, and it's, to me, it paints a picture of a servant king. From the first reading this morning, on a 2 Samuel reading, it records as if this is the last oracle or spoken by David, and he talks about something about how the king should be. David said, "The anointed of the God of Jacob, the favorite of the strong one of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. His word is upon my tongue." And here he said, "One who rules over people justly, ruling in the fear of God." Ruling in the fear of God. In other words, when he rules, the king rule in reverence and knowing that God's people, it's not his people or her people, but God belongs to the people and the people belongs to God. And that's the reference in order for the king to operate as a king of Israel. And then he talks about it likes the sun rising on a cloudless morning. See the picture of a king that rules in fear of God. It likes the sun rising on a cloudless morning, gleaming from the rain on the grassy land. In other words, it's more or less like talking about Psalm 23 when the psalm is talking about the one that prepare a table, the one that walk with us on a pasture that is so green. That's the kind of king or shepherd that should be for the people. Loving, caring, walking with them every step of the way. The one that I was sharing with the young children this morning. It's a popular movie about the Lion King. And this king was talking about himself, anxious about being a king. He wants to rule. He don't want to listen. Very different from what David is explaining on this reading this morning. The ruling of the one justly for people is like the sun rising on a cloudless morning. The gospel reading, we came across the scene when, this is early in the morning, I guess when we hear like a sun rising in a cloudless morning, we hear on the gospel reading, this is when the priest and the soldiers brought Jesus to the palace of the governor. This is, was early in the morning. And in that situation, they come and it's the morning of the Passover. They don't want to go into the palace because otherwise they won't be able they will be forbidden from having the Passover because, of course, they will be unclean in going into the palace. It's not a Jewish house. It's a Gentile's house. It's a Gentile palace. So they have to be clean in order for them to have Passover. Not knowing that the Passover bread is in the palace, which they don't want, they don't like. They come to judge and to bring into the palace so that Pilate will follow what they want. And as Pilate talked to them and said, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" They respond, if he were not a criminal, we would not have handed over to you." Pilate said to them, "You take him. You judge him because you have your own rule." They replied, "But we have no right to execute one." So their focus is for this person to die. So Pilate came back to the palace, and this is his question. "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus responded, "Is this your own idea? Or did others talk to you about me?" I wonder if Pilate was asking as a role of a governor, he might have asked, "Are you setting up a rebel to go against the Roman rules here?" I guess that's what the idea coming from the priest and all the Pharisees, they try to put that label, "He claimed to be the king of the Jews," to go against the Roman rules upon the Israelites. So Jesus turned around and said to him, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone belongs to the truth, listens to my voice." Somehow this is where the misunderstanding, and I wonder what causes the Pharisees and the priests and the church of the day to see Jesus as a threat. Is he the threat for their lives? I don't think so. But that's why they brought him to Pilate. Is this the kind of the leadership that we hear from the first reading, 2 Samuel, David talks about it? It's like the sun shining in the cloudless morning. When the light comes shining on darkness, everything is clear. But it seems to me the way the Pharisees and the priests brought Jesus, it's unclear. What's the problem? The problem is Jesus come to save lives of the people. And the way to save the life of the people, saying to the Pharisees and the priests, the way you care for the people, you put the loads of everything on their heads, you don't lift a finger to help them, to release the pressure, the oppression from their heads. In other words, Jesus trying to tell the priests and the Pharisees, "You are to be plain. You oppress the people when they come to the temple to offer their sacrifices. They have to pay. Not only to pay, but they raise the price of the pigeon, sheep and lamb, goat and everything to offer for the sacrifice. That's the kind of oppression. It's underneath the rule. The rule is over here. And everybody thinks that everything is good, but underneath, There was a dealing, trying to get everything underhand for their own purposes, for their own good, not for the good of the people. And that's the very reason why he came. There are a few passages in the Bible talking about he is the king of the Jews. In Matthew, it's open and closing in Matthew, talking about the Magi arrived, and this is what they said: where is he who has been born the king of the Jews? That's the beginning of Matthew. He is the king of righteousness. In Hebrews, it reminds us that Jesus was prefigured by Melchizedek, that he is the king of righteousness. He also called the king of peace, the king over all earth, the king of glory, the kings of kings and lords of lords. These are the names that were put on him. But if we remember, Isaiah said, he is the Prince of Peace. Before he was brought to the high priest and to Pilate, Jesus was in Gethsemane. And when they come to take him, Jesus stand up and said, who are you looking for? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. And he said to them, here I am. And Peter took the knife and cut one of the people, of the men that came. And Jesus said, put away your sword, Peter. And he put the ears back onto this man. It shows that he didn't come to fight a war. He didn't want to establish a kingdom in this earth, but he said, my kingdom is not from here. My kingdom is not from this world. My kingdom is not recognized by people or the leaders, but only for those who knows the truth. No wonder why he said in John 8, verse 31. He said to them, especially to the Jews who believe, he said, if you listened to my word and follow my words, you know the truth. And the truth will set you free. I guess that's why the Pharisees and the priests and everybody was up in arms. They don't want to listen to the truth because it doesn't really resonate with their lives in the way they were. They want to get rid of him so that they can live their lives in their own lies, not the truth. Truth hurts, but the truth will set us free. When Pilate came out and said, I didn't find any wrong with this man, they turned around and said, no. He said he's the king of the Jews. In other words, he is the one who will take over against the Roman rules. Isn't that fear coming to that? For Pilate, to see if you go against, if this is going to set up his kingdom, it will against the Roman kingdom. In other words, the truth comes from the mess. It's not about the truth of God. When the mess said, this is where we want, this is what we want, and that's what we see in the world, the more the people say, this is the truth, everybody say, that's the truth. There is no truth comes only comes from God. And that's what David was saying. The truth comes from those who lead with trust, peace, and love. Sometimes we think the truth comes from those who are wealthy, from those who have the power. I'm not saying those who are wealthy, they don't have the truth, but I'm saying we think and we follow when they say, this is it, this is the way, as if that's the standard for the truth. The truth comes from the Word of God, who became flesh and lived among us. Psalm 119, the psalmist talk about, your word is the lamp to my feet, the light to my path. That's the Word of God. But the Word of God became flesh and lived among us. And that's the word he talks about today. Pilate don't want to listen to Jesus challenging him because his fear of losing his power. But he hears the mess, and the mess said, crucify him, crucify him. And yet he didn't find anything wrong with Jesus. The truth will set you free. Winston Churchill said, in the times of war, truth is so precious that she should always be attended by bodyguards of lies. Isn't that what we hear today? That Jesus is the truth, but the lies are surrounding him, and everybody say, hey, he's not the truth. The sign of truth coming through Jesus, he was bold, unafraid. It's like the sun shining on a cloudless morning. He shined light into the world's darkness so that we see the way. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever follows me will find God. He is the Prince of Peace. He was born courageously to share the truth. Through his courage, he faced opposition and ended up crucified. And so the ministry and the life of Jesus, death and resurrection, demonstrate the genuine and ultimate truth to the world. He preaches and teaches the good news of God, demonstrating by caring even those who were called sinners. In the beginning of his ministry, he came across the Samaritan woman at the well, and he offered the truth to her, saying, your life is like this. And then she received the truth, and she was set free. Today we hear Pilate, the last one to face Jesus, and Jesus offered him, I was born for this. For this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth, listen to my voice. And Pilate didn't want to listen. And the people didn't want to listen. The Pharisees, the priests didn't want to listen. They don't want to know the truth. Would we listen to the truth? Would we allow ourselves to claim the truth to us? The Christ, the King, is the true, the way. And that's the life. As we celebrate the reign of Christ in the world, let us hear the word of truth, and not only just to hear, but to claim it as our Lord and Savior. Amen.